Hello, everybody. It is 3 o'clock. It is Monday. You know what that means. It is a Still Be Time. It is your host, Rafael Regalado, here on WMEC Digital College Park. And before we get started with the show today, just one quick message for you guys.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
There you go. That was our message for today. A little quick one. Shout out Startup Shell. But yeah, today's episode is going to be a little more of a chill one. Not like last episode where we had a lot of my underground rap picks. Simply because I haven't seen a lot of those guys live. Like, straight up. There is a couple here, but not too many. But yeah, today, in honor of festival season, you know, all these festivals, All Points East, GovBall, etc. And I'm pretty sure Lollapalooza's gonna happen any moment now in terms of their lineup drops. But I just wanted to take a moment and kind of look back on all the concerts that I've been to in my life. And the second half of my set today is like all of the artists I went to go see at Lollapalooza last year. And who knows, if the lineup's good enough, I might go again this year, but we'll see. So our first track for today is a song and a band I hold very near and dear to my heart. I saw this band on their second to last tour ever when I was in sixth grade. It's what got me into music, honestly, in general. Them and just the rest of their contemporaries. As well as also, yeah, just my first concert ever, and it kind of blew my mind, so... This guy's known for being a pretty good performer and kind of a iffy person overall, but at least he's a pretty good performer. So for our first song of the day, we have Time to Dance by Panic at the Disco.
Bleeding on the ballroom floor.
Again, that was Time to Dance by Panic at the Disco. They're not exactly a super loved band, especially amongst even their own fans, but those first two albums to me are just so pivotal in my childhood that I just can't help but still love them to this day. Like, to me, A Fever You Can't Sweat Out is still a 10. I own it on vinyl and probably play it for my kids too. So this next song is from an artist I saw live my junior year of high school, I want to say. Or it might have been the summer between my sophomore and my junior year. But this guy had finally dropped an album after years and years of hiatus. I believe it was 5 years. And at first I did not think I'd be able to go to his concert. But then a buddy of mine, he invited me out to go see his show for free. He got free tickets because of his someone in his family. I don't really remember the exact connection. But yeah, he invited me out to see him because he knew I loved music. And he knew I loved this artist. And I just had the time of my life, honestly. So yeah, this, shout out Lucas, wherever you are. I mean, he goes to Indiana, but shout out you, man. And shout out Kendrick Lamar. So this next song off of Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, we have Die Hard by Kendrick Lamar, Blast, and Amanda Reefer.
I pop the pain away, I slide the pain away, I pop the pain away, I slide the pain away. I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. No, I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me, I hope you can see, and if it's up, stay down for me, yeah.
Sherry, sherry, cocoa bar, Serafina, flame and ice, where I'd be without you, love, that's your wings and trust, I feel you.
Can I trust you? Don't judge me. I'm a diehard, it gets ugly. Too passionate, it gets ugly. Mm-hmm. I wonder where I lost my way. Mm-hmm. Been waiting on your call all day. Tell me you in my corner right now. When I fall short, I'm leaning on you to cry out. We all got enough to lie about. My truth too complicated to hide now. Can I open up? Is it safe or not? I'm afraid a little you relate or not. Have faith a little, I might take my time. Ain't no saving face this time.
I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me, I hope you can see, and if it's up, stay down for me.
Sherry, sherry, cocoa bar, Serafina, flame and ice. Where I'd be without you, love, that's your wings and trust. I feel you deep.
I got some regrets, but my past won't keep me from my best. Subtle mistakes felt like life or death. I wanna see the family stronger. I wanna see the money longer. You know that I'd die for you. I get emotional about life. The lost ones keeping me up at night. The world be reminding me it's danger. I still risk it all for a stranger. If I told you who I am, would you use it against me? Right or wrong, no stone, just love to send me.
I hope I'm not too late. Set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me, I hope you can see, and if it's up, stay down for me. Baby, you make me pray for London. Yeah, cause if I want it all without you involved,
guess it's all for nothing.
Again, that was Die Hard by Kendrick Lamar and Blast and Amanda Reefer. This next artist, genuinely, I was on my phone just now, and she just dropped a teaser for her new song releasing Thursday for the rollout for her new album. So, pretty happy about that. But yeah, I saw this. I've seen this artist live twice now. I've been a fan of hers for a... shoot, like 4 years now. Saw her first in 2023, and then again in 2024. Yeah, I'll say 2024 when she was here in DC. First time I saw her was in New York, and I mean, I've always really liked her music, not just because she's Filipino, but just like it's just good music. And it was the first concert I ever cried at. But yeah, grown man crying at a Biba Doobie concert, you know, crazy work, I know, but it was this song specifically that made me cry, and I hope I don't sound like a chump while this is playing. People are like, oh, why, how did he cry to this? But like, it's different because she was sitting there, she had everybody sit down and like listen, like she, like, and we were all standing, obviously, it was all GA, and she made us all sit down. She kind of just moved her like chair and stuff up to the front, and she started playing a guitar and singing. It was a crazy moment. I've never felt anything like it before or after. So yeah, our next song, Pictures of Us by Biba Doobie.
Thank you.
Again, that was Pictures of Us by Biba Doobie. Just a lovely, lovely song. And from what I could hear from the teaser of the new song, it is a lot more of like that rock sound, which I really do appreciate. Fake It Flowers is probably my favorite project from hers, but it's nice to get a little nice vibey moment like that every once in a while. So I do hope it's still a good mix on the album overall. So this next artist, I found, I want to say 3 years ago. I know it was late 2023, like super late 2023, because it was when the rollout for his debut album started. I can actually see when the day this dropped. Yeah, I listened to him in October of 2023. So yeah, it's been like 2.5 years now. But this guy is just a musical genius, like actually. And I found out he was so listening to his album, and then even more so when I saw him live. I was at the Fillmore. I remember it was on a Monday, and I'd skipped school to line up. So I did have Barricade, and it was like one of the craziest nights of my life. Even though his music isn't really like a crazy kind of deal, it was just that show just impacted me in such an emotional way at the time. This next song is not actually off the album that he was touring for, but it had dropped before the tour had started, and so I chose it because I kind of gained a new appreciation for it that day, and I listened to it a lot, and I think it's one of my most streamed songs just in general on Last.fm. So this next song is Lonely Fight by McGee. that was Lonely Fight by McGee. He played like an extended version when I saw him. Because my video is like 5-6 minutes long. But yeah, that song is just incredible. This next song is actually not a song I've heard live yet, which I don't think anyone's heard it live quite yet. They will soon. But originally I was going to have a song off of BAFK on this playlist today. Because when I saw Netsbed live, it was the day BFK dropped, and that's when the tour started, and it was in the Fillmore. And I was a little sad because I didn't really take the time to appreciate the songs yet, obviously, because it had just come out that night. And so, like, less than 24 hours to be able to digest everything. But, I mean, I still had a fun time. But, like, looking back, some of the songs, like, I was not getting as hype as I should have because I didn't really know them yet. But yeah, this past Friday, Early Life Crisis finally dropped after over a year of waiting, almost 2 years. And, well, it's low-key peak. Like, it's my favorite album of the year so far. It's leagues above BAFK, in my opinion, which I already loved. And I keep saying that, like, oh, we've perfected Rage. We've perfected Rage. But, like, we've really perfected Rage, guys. Like, I don't know where we're going to go from here. Which is why I appreciated that he had a lot of different sounds in this album. And it wasn't all just Rage. Which, like, I get why people hate on, like, the Osama Sons and your Chase, because they do kind of make the same song, like, over and over, at least recently. So it's nice to see Netspan, like, kind of switch things up, and he kind of adds his own style and personality to it, which I really like. He really leans into all of his personas, and, like, even the jokes made about him online, he really leans into that, you know, calling himself, you know, the VA Grim Reaper multiple times on this album. So, yeah, this is one of my favorites on the album. Not my favorite, but it's one of my favorites. I just kind of like this song. Me and my friends really like this song. So next up, we have Meet Me in Richmond by Netspend.
In the rich, ain't nobody else is doing this. Ain't nobody else is doing this. Try, I don't like you, so you fuck. She likes to get fucked a lot. Bring that money with my Glock. Shit, why? Meet me in the corner shop. Doing drugs in my car. I can't remember. Popped another bar. AK-9 finna hit so hard. What? Spitting out what you thought was hard. Shit. Fucked up the game, now I gotta restart. It's what it is, I'ma find you back while I leave ya. I'm smoking hearts, I appreciate my affiliates. Shit, I've been trying to do my diligence. But, meet me back in the rich. Meet me back in the rich. Meet me back in the rich. Ain't nobody else is doing this. Ain't nobody else is doing this. I don't like you, so we fuck. She likes to get fucked a lot. Bring that money with my Glock. Shit, lock up, meet me at the corner shop. Doing drugs in my car. Meet me back in the
Like, come on, guys. That song is awesome. I don't care what anybody says about Netspen. And I've thought Netspen has been awesome for years. But clearly people are just getting on it now. So shout out Netspen, man. He's the pride of Virginia for real. Okay, so we're like around halfway through my set right now. And the last 7 artists are all people I saw at Lollapalooza, I think. Wait, no, the last guy I didn't see at Lollapalooza, but he was at Lollapalooza. It's just the last concert that I saw. So, Lolla, I only went for one day, which makes me kind of sad because I wish I was there for all days, but I wasn't even supposed to be in Chicago at the time. Like, my parents were just visiting some friends, and like, it just happened to line up. And then I checked the schedule, for Lala. And then I saw the first day was the one with the most artists that I wanted to see. So I was like, hey, could I go to Lollapalooza for a day? And they're like, you know what? Yeah, sure. And it was $200 for one day, GA. And I mean, if you see seven artists, let's do some math. That's like, what, $30 per person? Or $30 per concert? Which some of these guys, you would not be able to see for $30. Honestly, you probably only would be able to see the first two artists for $30, if at all. But I had a time of my life, and I mean, I really hope I get to go to another festival soon. My eyes are kind of eyeing GovBall, but we'll see. So this first artist I saw, it was like in the middle of the afternoon. I want to say like 1 p.m.-ish. I had just come back from Nourished by Time, but I didn't want to like put him on here because I didn't really catch enough of his set. Like, I was only there for like the tail end. So yeah, this first Lala Run artist is an artist my friend put me onto in high school that I liked, but like, honestly, their recent album that they dropped, like, I wasn't really a huge fan of, especially compared to these EPs. But thankfully, they did play a lot of their EP stuff too, and this is one of my favorite songs from them. So our next song is Skipping Tiles by Julie.
He said, I'm a work of art. I'll let you sit down on my heart.
Again, that was Skipping Tiles by Julie. Awesome, awesome band. They're honestly really good performers. Like, their drummer was going crazy. They were all going crazy, honestly. If they weren't good at their instruments, I couldn't tell, because they were performing like they were amazing. So this next artist I saw right after Julie, same stage, and they used to be in Brockhampton, which is one of my like kind of childhood groups that I'm really into. I miss them a lot, miss them with every passing day. But thankfully, they all, or most of them, Bareface, please. But most of them do make solo music. And while I'm not a fan of a lot of their solo music, to be completely honest, I really only like Kevin's and this guy's. But Matt Champion was one of my favorite members in Brockhampton before. Or not really one of my favorites, but like, I liked him. I liked his parts a lot. Like, on Sugar, I think he has the best verse. Which a lot of people would say Bareface has the best verse, but I think Matt Champion has the best verse. Anyway, yeah, I liked his album, Mika's Laundry, is pretty nice. And I don't think he stopped by here for his tour. So I was glad I was able to see that album live. And I was low-key hoping Dijon would come out for the song, but, like, I know he wasn't. But I... Dijon, man, why'd you have to cancel the show, man? It's okay. Maybe we'll get him for Art Attack. No, we're not. But who knows? I did actually see Matt at the airport the next day, which is funny, because he didn't really want to stay to watch the rest of the festival either. But I didn't want to, like, go up to him and be like, yo, are you, like, Matt? Like, I feel like I wanted to respect his privacy. Like, he looked like he was in a hurry. Anyways, got off on a tangent. Next song, I already mentioned, features Dijon. It is Aphid by Matt Champion.
You say hallelujah for me, so I know you are. Good book in a pointer. You say you shy, but I know you are. 6 cell berries, let your head down. You say hallelujah for me, so I know you are. I told you, told you, told you. I see you in the morning, morning, morning. I know you believe. Just admit it. If you forget it, you're forgiven.
Will you hand me a piece of paper earlier this morning? Crumbled up and said I need advice on it. So I mark it up, organize, circle it, underline, cross it out. Make sure that you understand what I like. Now don't get it twisted, I know you spent some hours. I can tell by the messy hair, baggy eyes. That's why I'm checking on the misspells, the details, the dog ears, the coffee stains. You gon' make me derail. Don't get too.
So I know you are. Good book in a pointer. Say shy, but I know you are. 6 cell berries, let your head down. You say hallelujah for me, so I know you are. I told you, told you, told you. I see you in the morning, morning, morning. I know you believe it. Just admit it. If you forget it, you're forgiven it.
45 words. Speed flat, see that. Wait, 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 wait. You need to calm down. Don't get too optimistic. Cause with you, I miss you. La 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 la. Ooh, I wanna keep you under my spell. I wish you were like that.
Can you say hallelujah for me so I know you are? Good book in a pointer. Say shy, but I know you are. 6 cell berries, let your hand down. You say hallelujah for me, so I know you are. I told you, told you, told you. I see you in the morning, morning, morning. I know you believe it. Just admit it. If you forget it, you're forgiven. Yeah.
Again, that was Aphid by Matt Champion and Dijon. Lovely, lovely, lovely tune. And again, yeah, I really was hoping that I could see him at Lolla. But, oh well, it's okay. Maybe he'll do it this year. I know he's not doing Art Attack. So this next artist is the last one that I saw at the Lakeshore stage. Again, they were right after Matt Champion. This stage was low-key stacked. And part of me wishes I stayed for the whole set. Because I had to leave at, like, the end to go to the next artist's set. The artist after this one. But, I mean, dude, they really deserved a nighttime set because this was incredible. Like, the costumes, the general ambiance, it was nuts. And, like, everybody was actually getting lit. And, like, everybody knew the words. It was kind of crazy. But, yeah, this was a lot of people's album of the year in 2024. And it makes sense because it's really good. And I don't know if it's my album of the year, but it's really good. And this is one of my favorite songs on that album just in general. Really glad I got to hear this live, at least. I think I left right after they played this song. I was like, I'm going to wait until they play this, and then I'll leave. So, yeah, our next song here on WMUC Digital College Park, we have Watching TV by Magdalena Bay.
Watching TV.
And that was Watching TV by Magdalena Bay. Just an insane song. Some of the craziest climaxes I've ever heard on a... Just hype moments in Aura, man. Like, you love to see it. That whole album is just special, man. Speaking of special, this next song is actually called Special. And I ditched Magdalena Bay early to see Xavier So Based. Yeah, you know, everyone go laugh at me. But he's just such a special artist in the underground. Like, he's been in the game for so long, he's still true to himself artistically. Even though even recently with his album, even though he's signed, he's still just as adventurous with his sound as he always is. And I just find that so admirable. Again, like what I was mentioning earlier, in a scene that is kind of becoming more same old, with some of the bigger artists in the scene as a whole. So, shout out Zave, man. Next song, again, Special by Xavier So Based.
ISIS gang, you in or out?
Yeah. I was talking down, yeah, we caught him in the alley. We was talking down, I don't think they understand me. Rocked out the show, yeah, the 1C rally. Me and Ren and C, we out in Cali. From the rap game, I think they tryna ban me. Yeah, these niggas, they can't stand me. I'm so special. If you turn on, I'ma pull up with her at all. Drip down, bitch, I'm flyer than a Lego. Hit it from the back and I told shorty, put her leg up. Gang, gang, gang. See a nigga, 1C see on Cali. Next thing you know, nigga, we out in Miami. Pull up on a nigga with a motherfucking blammy. Shorty on my body, yeah, she call me Poppy. Shooter sticked up in a car, heard they tryna pop me. Tell him up it if a pussy nigga tryna rob me. Hell yeah, niggas think I'm stupid, I know niggas tryna lie me. I told Shorty drop it low, hell yeah, there you go. Perky got my shooter rolling like a merry-go. Young Zay Survey is done when I'm so farming, they like where he go. Gang, 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 gang. Bitch, I walk up in a trap. Yeah, I walk up in a trap. Which game bumping through the stereo? I'm so special, I'm so special. If you turn on, I'ma pull up with her at all. Drip down, bitch, I'm flyer than a Lego. Hit it from the back and I told Shorty put her Lego. I'm so special, I'm so special. If you turn on, I'ma pull up with her at all. Drip down, bitch, I'm flyer than a Lego. Hit it from the back and I told Shorty put her Lego.
Yeah, when he performed that at Lolla, he had all the 1C guys and girls with him. They were all kind of just like vibing behind him, and it was so cool, man. To be able to see one of my idols like that live was a really cool experience. The crowd was surprisingly kind of chill too. Like I was like dapping people up, and like everyone was making sure everyone was okay, which I was not expecting for a Zave show. I mean, I guess festival is a whole different story, but. Shout out Zave, man. Speaking of lit crowds, this next artist is actually somebody I was like, I listened to them. Like, I listened to their album Boy while I was in the Philippines, and I really liked that album. But, like, I wouldn't say I was a super Two Hollis fan. But then I saw him live, and it was a sunset set, as in it kind of started, and it was, like, kind of golden hour, and then it became a night set, and then this was one of the last songs that he played. When he had some of the Boy Life guys come out. But, like, dude, what a good performer. And, like, I don't care if you say, like, oh, he's just jumping around and stuff. But, like, it gets the crowd hype and it gets me hype. And, like, honestly, that's all that matters. And there's a lot of people who left this set the one song or two in. I don't know if it's just because he played Jeans first or because people just weren't expecting kind of the intensity of the crowd. It was the first time I'd ever been in a crowd like that. It was nuts. But, like, I guess... If I had to choose one artist that I would double dip and go to a concert again out of everyone I'm playing today, I would definitely say Two Hollis, because there's no way that was the full experience. Like, it was outside. It wasn't. I need to be in some cramped, like, 500 person venue, which I know he's never going to do anymore. But, like, oh, yeah, I didn't get to see him when he was in DC last year. But hopefully he comes back soon, or at least I get to see his feature artist. Because he canceled his show in the area, and that was a big shame because I really wanted to go to that. So maybe when he goes on tour, I'll have to check that out. So our next song is Afraid by Two Hollis and Nate Sib.
What do you feel when you're afraid? Does everybody feel the same? How do you deal with change and trusting fame? I got hit by a plane. What do you feel when you're awake? I'm trying to not make a mistake. Yeah. How do you deal with change and trusting fame? I told God I'm insane. They told me shut up and laugh and love it. I love it. I got one question for you. What do you feel when you're afraid? Anger, it'll be fine. We'll keep it running on the same road every time. Can you open your eyes? Why don't you open your eyes? Hey, hey, hey. Will you notice? I can't control it. Losing your focus. You're wishing and hoping that it was me. Yeah, you feel right when I'm gone. Do you hear me?
What do you feel when you're afraid? Does everybody feel the same? How do you deal with change and trusting the fame? I got hit by a plane. What do you feel when you're awake? I'm trying to not make a mistake. Yeah, how do you deal with change and trusting the fame? I told God I'm insane. They told me shut up and laugh and love it. I love it. I got one question for you, What do you feel when you're
Again, that was Afraid by Two Hollis and Nate Sib. Dope song. Hearing that live with both artists there was just incredible. And that I think that was the first song that played when it became dark. So, you know I was lit for that. All right, second to last artist here for the show today. Last artist that I saw, Lollapalooza. Y'all probably already know who it is if you remember the headliners from last year, because he was the headliner. Saw him at the big stage. I was probably like half a kilometer away from the stage, but I still had the time of my life, to be honest. Like, this guy is a performer. There's no doubt. And I feel like they should have him on a short list for the Super Bowl for the next, and at least, and if not this year, then within the next few years. Because I have a feeling by the end of this decade, he might be done with music. I can't lie. He dropped this album kind of as a surprise last year. After Chromacopia, which I liked, but I wasn't a huge fan of. And again, this album I liked, but I wasn't a huge fan of. But it's okay, because hearing it live definitely improved my opinion of it. I was mixed on it. But like, hearing it live, it's just a fun album to get down to, you know? Don't Tap the Glass and all that. So, here to play Ring, Ring, Ring by Tyler, the Creator. WMEC Digital, College Park.
I hope you good, I hope you well, I hope you lit. I miss your touch, I miss your smell, I miss your lips. Maybe grab a drink, maybe grab some food, don't be a stranger. I know it's hard though.
Baby, baby, baby. operator, put your clothes back on. Operator, how we gon' move on? Operator, can't be next time. Yeah, right, it ain't no deadline.
Before you go, walk out my life. I'm on the turn. Before you go, walk out my life. I'm on the turn.
Again, that was Ring 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 by Tyler the Creator. One of the few songs I actually did like first listen, but then hearing it live made it a whole lot better. Running out of time today. It's going to be our last song for tonight. I just want to say thank you all for tuning in, as always. We've been averaging a pretty high amount of listeners, which it really warms my heart that so many people tune in every Monday just to hear what I have to say and play. So this last artist was my most recent concert. I'd seen him in October. Again, Big Fillmore. And he's an artist that I've loved since first year of high school. And it was really a full circle moment with me because I got to be there. I got to meet a whole bunch of people. And again, I was barricade. So being able to have him just an arm's length away was just insane. So people who already know me already know who this artist is going to be. This is his most recent kind of release. No, it's actually not, actually. His first release has more than one song. It's a whole little EP that he dropped before the tour. And it was his opening song. And I lost my mind. I would do anything to rush that high again. If it wasn't for Two Hollis, this is probably my favorite concert that I went to on this list. So, again, it is almost 4 o'clock, which means I have to go. See you all next Monday, spring break. You will not be seeing me next Monday. But, two Mondays from now, I guess. So, again, for Stilby, this is Rafael Regalado for WBC Digital College Park, signing off with One in a Million by Blade. See y'all in 2 weeks.
Every day I wake up to the same fucking thing. Evil things in my mind and it spins and it spins. Is there any love for a boy that I sin?
And it's always lit for the boy with the gift.
Do we take a risk for reality more crisp? Mixing with the spit, is the blood and he did. When you feel like this, does the drugs even hit? Let us take a look at the sky and exist. Listen and forget. Mr. One in a Million.
Stretch.
Mr. One in a Million.
That's
a mansion on the hill, stood in a pool of blood. Swan on the sleeve, flags waving. Winds from the north, freeze all shores. Through frost born. Mansion on the hill, stood in a pool of blood. Swan on the sleeve, flags waving.
The Holy Lord, Saint George.
Every day I wake up to the same fucking thing. Evil things in my mind and it spins and it spins. Is there any love for a boy that I sin? And it's always lit for the boy with the gift. Mixing with the spit, is the blood any thick? When you feel like this, does the drugs even hit? Let us take a look at the sky and exist. One in a million of suffering distress.
One in a million of suffering distress.
Every day I wake up to the same fucking thing. Evil things in my mind and it spins and it spins. Is there any love for a boy?
cigarette.